This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Halfway through round two of the Jones and Keefe bracket.
Woo!
March Madness, uniforms, four different regions, football, baseball, hockey, basketball, all available at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter, full bracket available on Instagram and Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. All the one seeds advanced on Monday, so they're all through to the Sweet 16, which will start on Friday. Yesterday, we had four more teams advance. The Houston Oilers over the Eagles and their Kelly Green, not close, 72% to 28%.
Wow, I like that Kelly Green. I did vote for Oilers, so I'm glad they moved on, but that's a really snappy Eagles uniform.
So the Oilers are through
yeah.
to the Sweet 16, as are your Boston Red Sox. This was the closest matchup from yesterday, 56% against the Royals. That's the strength of the Powder Blue.
Yeah.
It takes a local team
yeah.
to take down a team in Powder Blue, 56-44. The Red Sox are through as a five seed, mini upset there. UNC, one of the few upsets in the first round, also lost as a Powder Blue team to another local team, the Boston Celtics.
But here's my fear on this.
69%.
Nice.
Nice. What's your fear? I think I know what you're going to say.
Just four Boston teams in the Final Four.
It's,
like, guys.
It's what's happening.
Come on. It can't be this. This is like,
it's what's happening.
The Dork podcast, we did different brackets. And like one year we did like best movie and like the Dark Knight one. And then we did best character and Batman one. Then we did like something else. And it was like all Batman stuff. I was like, all right, guys. Like, what was something else?
You like Batman.
Batman. Batman wins.
You like the Red Sox team or the local teams.
Should have won.
Dark Knight probably should have won. Yeah, I guess. But then this is because we obviously set up the regions by sport. So there is a scenario where the Final Four is just Pats, Bruins,
yeah, look,
Celtics,
look,
like
if,
Red Sox.
If anything's been proven to us, our level of attention to detail on this maybe was slightly lacking.
But also, if
we didn't see it winning at first, this bracket, we were caught flat footed on this. And now it's going to be all Boston teams in the Final Four. I can see it coming.
But also, if we didn't include the Boston teams, it would have been insane. And people would have been like, how are they not in
there?
They
all happen to have good uniforms.
They do. They do.
I mean, a world exists where Boston just has all the best uniforms. That world does exist. I wouldn't personally vote for it.
Vote for, and that's the other thing I've noticed in this, is teams that people don't like
aren't getting love.
Have been bounced out. You're not voting for the team or the player in the picture or anything like that. Vote for the uniform itself.
Here'll be a good test. When Team USA, who advanced over the Blackhawks in the hockey region
yesterday.
Which
I think is wild.
Well, they were the higher seed.
But the Blackhawks uniform is fantastic.
I voted Team USA,
all right,
personally.
Good for you.
But Team USA versus the Bruins, that'll be a real good one. Like, are you a Bruins fan or do you hate America?
The Four Nations.
Like, that'll be a good one.
That'll be good. Yeah, that'll be a good breakdown.
So all of them advanced yesterday. Today, we have a barn burner in the football region. The Buccaneers in their creamsicle uniforms versus the Broncos Orange Crush.
Orange versus orange, so it's going to be tough to tell.
I don't want to tell anyone creamsicle. How to vote. I also voted Buccaneers.
It's a lighter orange, and then they wear like the icy white underneath it, and the freaking pirate has a knife in his mouth.
Yeah. I think this vote should be closer than it is, but I can't really blame anybody. I also voted Buccaneers. Again, not to tell you how to vote.
Yeah.
I would never.
No.
Baseball region is close right now. Astros are our sixth seed in their sunset uniforms versus the Orioles. Again, another one of the few upsets in the first round. The Smiling Bird Orioles.
Can I say something
that
controversial?
One's tight, Astros and
Astros
Orioles.
Uniform stinks.
Well, what's controversial? This might be controversial.
Yeah.
Overall, and when you look at the brackets and you see what, you know, what's won, what hasn't won, and the regions are just the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball really does not stack up well with the other three.
I said this when we did it. I was stunned at the depth and quality of hoops and hockey specifically.
It's loaded.
Stunned.
Yeah, it's loaded.
Those are loaded regions.
Baseball, you're like...
Baseball right now is
not
the...
Not great.
Baseball is the Midwest Houston region in this year's bracket.
It is.
Baseball is... You're kind of like...
I'm not
where's,
impressed.
I don't like the top seeds all that much.
I really don't when it comes to baseball. Also,
I'm with you.
I think it's funny. There's a little bit of nostalgia at play where the... Hartford Whalers, the Montreal Expos, what was the other one that like aren't even teams anymore?
Yeah.
There's another one, actually.
It's a bad sign.
Houston Oilers. Like, Houston Oilers, not like all these teams.
Good one.
Which I like. I like all those uniforms. We put them in the tournament. I voted for those teams, I think, to move on. But you could also have a Final Four where it's like teams that aren't even in existence, which right. is pretty hilarious.
Bad sign for present-day uniforms.
Yep.
Hoops region right now, it is a 6-3 matchup. The Suns, their 90s uniforms as modeled today. By Thunder Dan Marley. Good pick there, Lanny.
Great one.
And Damon Stoudemire, the Raptors' dino uniforms. Now, the Suns are an orange uniform, but these are both purple. It's purple on purple.
Purple and orange is the better combo than navy blue and orange. Look at like a Clemson.
Yeah.
Sharp.
That's the matchup in the hoops region. We'll get you your hockey matchup later on today. Stay tuned at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can vote there. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, but please just stop voting for the home teams solely.
And the higher seed.
Now, they have the uniforms. At some point, though, it's going to run out. I think they're gonna hit a time where like it's not the best uniform.
All anybody's doing right now is voting for a Boston team and a higher seed. That's all. That's pretty much what we've seen.
Like, if the Celtics go on...
A lot of chalk.
If the Celtics face the Nuggets skyline, which I think is going to be in the Sweet 16, let's just be honest with yourself. The Nuggets skyline thing is incredible.
And people, I think people don't like that as much as
they
we think.
I think you're right.
It almost lost in round one, Keith.
I think you're right. I think the Celtics probably will win the basketball.
They almost got UMBC'd.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.